Alright, so in this episode, I'm going to be talking about progress, consistent progress, and why it is important in your life when you are having some weight loss goals or weight gain goals or weight maintenance goals. So let's take an example. Let's say there is a client named Sarah, and she might be working for weight loss goal for about, let's say, 7 months, and she has lost around 15 pounds. Now, 15 pounds sounds nice, right? But when you do the math, she has dropped on an average 0.5 pounds per week. So if you calculate 7 months is equal to around 28 to 29 weeks, and if you divide that, then it is 0.5. So 28 divided by 15, approximately close to 0.5 pounds per week. Now, a lot of people might be reading that, and if you do the math on the calculator, when you see those numbers, when you read those numbers, or maybe when you are listening to this episode, you might think that her progress has been too slow because it's just 0.5 pounds per week. But, and honestly, if Sarah was here, she might have expressed the same view because she might have thought that only I have lost 0.5. But I disagree to that. I would have told Sarah that, Sarah, your progress has been fast. The reason being is, in the past 6 to 7 months, Sarah has lost and actually maintained each new weight milestone. She's not like going up and down, up and down, up and down. She's living her life outside the diet, and she hasn't given up. All right. And what's more is, she has been consistent with her progress. Maybe it's 0.5 on an average, where at times it might be 1 pound, at times it might be 0.1, at times it might be 1.25, times it might be 0.75, but on an average it is 0.5. And she might also have cut down 4 inches from her waist, 4 inches from her hips, which is very much important. What's more, again, she has built a very consistent habit and strategies that are making it easier for her to stay consistent and continue seeing the results when it comes to weight loss in her life. So in the short term, which might be defined as 6 to 18 months, her progress might seem slow. But when you talk about the long run, which might be like somewhere around 5 to 10 years from now, she's going to come out on top because of what she's doing now, by doing things the right way, in the consistent progress manner. So your takeaway over here is, you should be not worrying about how quickly or slowly you are losing weight. If you are seeing changes on the scale, if you are seeing changes in the mirror, with the measurements, with how clothes are fitting to you, or in how you are feeling right now, rest assured you are doing well. So what you need to do instead is focus on the habits you are building and the strategies you are implementing to get consistent progressive results. So always remember this: how you get results is way, 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 way much more important than how quickly you get them. That's it for this particular one. I hope you add some value, and I'll have your ears on my next one. With that being said, this is Digital Prateek, your podcast host, signing off. I'll see you later.